You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today on the program, we're speaking with both Matt Hudson, the CEO and co-founder of BuildIt.co, and Ryan Terry, once again, president and co-founder of BuildIt.co, the leading mobile app development platform specifically designed for retail and brand e-commerce. And gentlemen, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Eric.
Hey, you bet, and good to have you back, Ryan, and Matt as well. Thanks for joining us on the program. So, Ryan, we spoke previously about e-commerce and technology, but with a major retail period around the corner and potential recession, I need to ask this question. Is mobile commerce going to hurt or help e-commerce if there is a downturn? Let's kick things off with that today.
Oh, man, that's an amazing question. And what's exciting about this Q4 is that we are now, you know, reaching, you know, a different hurdle in regards to retail. We had the pandemic for 2020 and 2021, but now we're in a recession, right? So what is that? How is that going to impact what customers are doing, you know, across the world? And really, there's a few things that most folks need to be thinking about when it comes to whether it's going to hurt or help. Customers, especially during the pandemic, you know, there was this little bit of a spike for a little bit of time on, you know, what the spending power was for most customers. And coming out of the pandemic, there was actually a decent spike in how much they were spending, mostly because, you know, they didn't have to drive to work. They didn't have to drive their kids to school. There were several things that they didn't have to do that they no longer had to spend money on, which gave them the freedom to be able to enjoy, you know, the luxuries of, you know, mobile commerce and what it can bring. You know, for example, third party vendors that allow you to be able to shop for groceries, right? And have them delivered to your door and, you know, things like that. Now, the next side of this, now that we're in a, you know, recession, is, you know, folks are, you know, they're kind of holding on to that digital wallet a little bit tighter. And so to answer your question, it's a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B. Coming into this holiday season, we're definitely going to see folks start to depend more on making and using mobile to ease their everyday routine in life. And this is where, for brand and retail commerce specifically, if you do not have curbside pickup yet, if you do not have pickup and, you know, buy online and pick up in store yet, you are way behind the eight ball, because all customers are looking for new and better ways to make their lives easier, but also to save money coming into this holiday season. And so, you know, free shipping, you know, and everything I just mentioned is going to be crucial. On the flip side of this, I think we're going to see, you know, there's a lot of companies that took advantage of, you know, during the pandemic on the folks that had a little bit more money to spend and upcharged for services that they had to bring items to customers. And I think we're going to see a change. This is my bold prediction coming into Q4. We're going to see a little bit of a change in how, you know, folks are using their mobile device to ease their shopping journey. But I think for brand and retail commerce, and for those that are making it easy for their most premium customers to have a premium shopping experience and saving money and not upcharging them for that experience, I think it's going to be crucial.
Certainly some great information to get things underway here today on eCommerce Radio. Now, Matt, again, good to have you with us. Now, can you give us a quick refresher on what native app technology means for the e-commerce enterprise?
It means a lot to me. It's been my life for a really long time. But what does it mean for e-commerce and the enterprise, I think, is an important question for 2022. Even though mobile apps feel ubiquitous to a lot of the end users, the customers, they're really not. So 25% of e-commerce companies have an app. And our technology is a native app stack. And what that means is that we're giving retailers, e-commerce companies, mid-market, large market brands, even some small market brands, the ability to build a true native app solution, super fast, performant solution, as easy as they can build their websites. The technology behind it is important because the barrier to entry for a lot of particularly mid-market brands to getting into the mobile app world where loyalty exists, where your affluent and premium customers exist, was costing and technology and time to market. You're trying to support iOS, you're trying to support Android, you've got expensive engineers doing those things. And what I've seen in my past is if you do it the right way, your web team, your app team can work together. You can use a lot of the technologies that we have brought in to build it to save money, spread it across the entire team so that your merchandisers, your web team, and everybody can work together. And so what your question is, native app technology means for e-commerce enterprises, the opportunity to be in the channel because we've decreased the cost and increased the abilities of companies to build a mobile app as easy as they build their website.
Also, another question for you, Matt, while I have you here. What are some ways in which a mobile commerce strategy will help retailers with the critical holiday season, which is just around the corner?
Yeah, I think something that goes untalked about, I think it used to be talked about a little more, is this concept of showrooming, right? Where during the holiday season, customers still love to go to the store, right? So even though mall traffic is down, relatively speaking, boutique traffic is way up, smaller stores is way up, and e-commerce is up too. So it's kind of this shift where customers still come into the store and they still use their mobile to do things like price checking, promotional checking, finding out if you've got any coupons, finding out what's on sale, finding out, you know, what's going on, what are the new brands in the store. And it's not just younger customers. When I was working on Belk, one of the key stats that blew my mind was that there were more 50 and over customers than 18 to 24 in the Belk app. And there's millions of customers there. And that really hits home to a lot of people because what it tells you is that you've reached mass adoption. It's no longer an option for retailers to have a mobile app experience, and especially not a great mobile web experience because they are coming into the store. And we've talked about it for years. Eric, I bet you've said the word omnichannel 100 times. And yet, truthfully, companies have never been omnichannel. So if you want to see a true convergence of your technology stack so that you're meeting the customer where they are with everything they want, push notifications for their deliveries, curbside pickup like Ryan mentioned, the ability to scan prices in the store, like at the store prices as well. All of those things are tools that people want and need and have been trained on by the leading retailers and Amazon, of course. And so this coming year, I think it's critical, and hopefully they're already ready because it's coming fast. They need to be prepared for customers to expect all of those things on their mobile and preferably on their app to be able to do their shopping in the store and their comparisons. And if you do it right, you'll win because they are going to come to your store for the holiday.
Good stuff right there. And I'm sure you've jazzed up the audience to hear more. And we really appreciate the both of you joining us here today. We're speaking with Matt Hudson, the CEO and co-founder of BuildIt.co, and Ryan Terry, president and co-founder of BuildIt.co, the leading mobile app development platform specifically designed for retail and brand e-commerce, here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now back to you, Ryan. Both of you have deep backgrounds in app technology. What made you launch your company, BuildIt, around native app solutions? Any details on that? We'd appreciate hearing some of the backstory.
By the end of this year, get this, 7 to 8 out of every $10 spent on e-commerce is going to be via mobile device. By the end of 2023, that number is slated to get close to 9 out of $10. Are spent on a mobile device when it comes to e-commerce dollars. And, you know, today it is in the world that we're living in, mobile app has been around for a while. Everybody has a website. Everybody that's serious about their business has a very well-designed website. You would be shocked at how many bigger companies, multi-billion dollar companies, that have a brilliant experience on web, but you take it to the mobile device and it is a terrible experience. And if it's not terrible, it's mediocre at best. And really, that is the main crux of why we started Build It, because we went and we asked industry leaders, you know, across multiple medium to large scale retailers, what is keeping you from, you know, pursuing a native experience and having your most loyal customer be able to have an app on their phone that they can access you at any point to make sure you're sending them push notifications, making sure you're sending them exclusive offers, giving them the opportunity to use specific components of their device in order to help their shopping journey with you. And the answer every single time was, well, Ryan and Matt, it takes way too long to be able to roll out a native experience. Okay, fair enough. It costs way too much money because I'm needing to, you know, build, you know, the experience from scratch. Okay, great point. Build It was launched to solve both of these issues and reduce, you know, those costs and the amount of time it takes to build an app anywhere between 50 to 70%. And the reason for that is simple. Right now, there are several e-commerce platforms that make it super easy to spin up an e-commerce website. If you're a mom and pop e-commerce, you know, type of, you know, business, and you're just getting started, you know, Shopify is where you go, right? I mean, it's where you can, you know, add 20 SKUs, you can have, you know, a store set up in minutes. You know, if you're a medium to larger scale, you're using a Salesforce Commerce Cloud, WooCommerce, BigCommerce, et cetera, in order to make this work. In both cases, a lot of the components that, you know, make up a great e-commerce experience, everything from inventory management to how the page is navigated and everything between, you know, that's already set up and done for you. Well, why doesn't that exist for a native app? Before we came along, you either A, needed to work with an agency that will build you a beautiful experience, but they need to go out and they need to hire the best of the best. So they're upcharging you on top of another upcharge in order to bring you the people that ultimately will build you an amazing experience, but it's going to be from scratch. Companies can hire their own team internally, sure, but that is even more expensive when you're paying, you know, you're having to bring on, you know, an iOS team, an Android team, along with your web team, and then you have to bring in someone to manage it, make sure that's moving forward. And while that's all important and companies need to consider, you know, migrating to that type of, you know, mentality, it's still very expensive on the front end. And so Build It was created specifically to solve, you know, this problem, to be able to, you know, bring native app to medium to large scale, you know, e-commerce, be able to have it fully customizable. It's not a drag and drop solution or a no code solution. So, you know, the next question is, all right, well, how did you guys do that? Well, it's because all the best parts of e-commerce we already pre-built into the platform and are ready to be written right on top of. Everything from homepage navigation to product detail pages to, you know, a one-tap checkout system, for example, all of that is already done, right? So now all you need to do is come in and fill on the top of it. So, and like I said before, it greatly reduces time, you know, and money. And one of the biggest, I'll add one more thing on this. One of the biggest pushbacks that we get from a lot of leaders in the industry is, well, you know, what about app saturation? Everybody doesn't want too many apps on their phone. While that is, there is some merit to that, you know, discussion. I would counter that with, on average, the average everyday consumer has over 200 sites bookmarked on their browser. If your best and premium customer wants a premium shopping experience, and if they download their app, they're going to want your app. They don't care about the tchotchke game that they got to pass the time on the airplane or anything like that. There's a completely different reason that they're choosing you and your app. And to say that, you know, hey, they're not going to find our app because, you know, there's too many apps on their phone, then you're downplaying how much your customer means to you. Because if you had an app that was had a great experience, time and time again, it's been proven that the app will grow and the app will drive those dollars for you.
Certainly some exciting details right there shared, and also supporting the reason why you did get into the space. That is awesome. Now, Matt, a forecast question for you. Do you see web-based e-commerce fading away in favor of mobile commerce, or as it's also called, m-commerce? Or do you see shoppers favoring both channels?
You had to give me the one where people are going to be mad at me, right? So I think this is an interesting question, but I will reframe it. I think that omnichannel was always the right word and that all of them are important. I think fade away is probably not the correct word. I think you'll see a behavioral shift. What I've seen in the past, and what I think that if people pay good attention year over year to their metrics, is a behavioral shift towards the best platform for the best customer. And what I mean by that is that desktop will always be there for customers who want to shop on their laptop. And it will be convenient for them because they will shop from their laptop at work or whatever it is they're doing, and they will have laptops. So in the United States, laptops are obviously very important. In other countries, they're less important, and mobile is actually the number one by far, even farther than some of the compelling numbers that Ryan mentioned. Even that 9 out of 10 number blows me away. But I think the behavioral shift that you'll see is customers do go from desktop to mobile as they get comfortable with mobile, particularly around holidays. You'll see, you know, a 10% or 15% shift where the customer comes into the store, they see that your mobile web is there because it's available to them and they're doing price checking. And then what you see is that that growth continues, or that number stays, and it almost goes up and then plateaus, and they stay on mobile because they're used to it. They've saved their login. You know, they know how to use it. They're comfortable with it. During the pandemic, we saw many, many older customers finally come into e-commerce. And I think some people were surprised by that. Like, well, e-commerce has been around for a while. You see a ton of new customers. Well, those are just customers that like to go to your store and weren't used to e-commerce yet, which is hard for a lot of us technologists to fathom. But as that shift starts to happen towards e-commerce, and then from desktop to mobile, and then mobile web to app, you see your customers start to shift. They start to go to app because they like you. They're your premium customer. They spend more. Their AOV is higher. They love it that they don't have to log in. They love it that all their payment instruments are stored. And then it's fast because Apple and Google have designed systems to make it fast. They almost mature with the brand. So I don't think anything's going to fade away, but I think that we'll see people starting to favor those technologies. And as the technologies change, you know, once we're shopping in the metaverse, you know, 10 years from now, even though we talk about it right now, sure, you'll see people shift from mobile app to the metaverse. And as the technologies like build it, make it better, you're going to see more people adopt mobile app. And there's just a lag in what Forrester and Gartner talk about, and that what we like to talk about on LinkedIn and other, and like this show, which is cool stuff like augmented reality and the metaverse, but to what really happens, which is digital transformation, which enables mobile web, which enables mobile app. And then someday, you know, I guess we'll be shopping in our metaverse worlds or whatever it is that we're going to be doing. So, yeah, I think customers want you to be everywhere. And I think that what the shift we're going to see is more retailers approaching app, mobile web, et cetera, as a full-fledged part of their platform, not just one small piece, feature parity, and a focus on mobile app. And you'll just basically see what Chipotle and Sonic and Amazon have been doing for years, or for the last, particularly this year, is putting featured products in their mobile apps, et cetera, and actually driving people to that experience, not necessarily the customer fading into it, but customers. Brands actually pushing people into that because they know it's the most loyal experience that brings people back. So anyway, great question. I love answering it.
Again, Ryan and Matt, we really appreciate your time here today for the insight shared, and really exciting details as well, especially for those that are in the space and or even want to get in the space. Certainly some exciting information that brings hope to the idea that one may have to get into the space. So thank you so much. As we conclude, any closing thoughts or a tip or anything else you'd like to mention as we do wrap things up today?
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, Eric, we love being on, and we love what you're doing here with EPN. And we're always happy to come back and answer any questions that your audience wants to hear about or anything like that. But one thing I was going to say, that if anybody out there, if any of your audience is, hearing this and they're wondering, well, how does my mobile experience compare to what else is out there in the world? You can actually go to buildit.co, and we actually offer a free assessment. Whether you have a native app or you don't, if you just have a mobile web experience, we offer a free assessment where our team will go in, we will rate, your where you're doing business from a mobile perspective on, 43 different measures that we've looked at and how we approach, building out native app. And we offer that free assessment to those that fill out, give us their information. And along with that, we also give you a mobile app checkout index where we have rated the top 70 Salesforce Commerce Cloud native app experiences. And we've rated them on a scale of one to, down to that 70 mark, where you can actually see who has the best experiences out there and what does that look like. And so you can actually compare what you're doing against what the best in the world are doing, and then allow Buildit to come in and help you bring you up to speed. And so that's something that we want to be able to offer to those that are really trying to they really care about their customer experience, want to figure out what that looks like, and we want to make it as easy as possible for them to learn about it and to see where they can improve.
Again, we really appreciate your visit with us here today on behalf of Buildit. And folks, for a free assessment and for further details, visit buildit.co. Matt and Ryan, thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
And you're both certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Matt Hudson, the CEO and co-founder of Buildit.co, and Ryan Terry, president and co-founder of Buildit.co, the leading mobile app development platform specifically designed for retail and brand e-commerce. And for all the details and for a free assessment, visit Buildit.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.